Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's
go. All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Once again, we are broadcasting from IoT Solutions World Congress here in beautiful Barcelona, Spain. And this is brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium. That's IIConsortium.org. And you're saying to yourself, hey, Scott, what the heck? Why would I be interested in IoT or IIoT or AI or security or blah, blah, blah? I'll tell you why. It's important. It's transformative. It is the future. You need to get involved, and you need to go to IIConsortium.org to find out more. And you know what? You can't tell me about the fact that you can't find the information because they remove the friction. It's all free. IIConsortium.org. Find out more. They are wonderful people. They're there to help you. Okay, we have a great interview with a gentleman by the name of Vincent Rutgers. And he comes from a small consulting firm called Deloitte. But anyway, we're going to be talking a little bit about what Deloitte is doing here at this conference, what we're talking about from a technology point of view. Deloitte, that's on the docket for the conversation. How you doing, Vincent?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Scott. I had a great day here yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a lot happening. Great speakers.
Huge.
A lot of clients present here for us as well. Looking forward to the second day with even more client interactions.
So I've wandered around this conference hall, you know, and I'm looking around and I see a lot of people and booths and everything. I think the biggest one is Deloitte.
I'm glad you're
saying that. Square footage, it is. Off the charts.
Glad you're saying that. And you may have noticed also that most of these companies have a red logo with white letters, and our black one with white really stands out. You can see it from everywhere. And we did that for the reason.
Oh, you guys are so strategic. Thinking about it all.
Yeah, no, but I think for us, the IoT World Congress has been, you know, important for the last, I think, 3-4 years that we've been present here.
Yeah.
You know, we really see a lot happening with our clients, you know, in multiple industries. And being here is key for us, not only to talk with our clients, but also to demonstrate that we find is really important. It helps us, a site like this, you know, a stand like this also helps us to attract new people, you know, because it gives a good impression for young people that want to join a company like Deloitte.
Yeah, and before we get down that road, I'm looking forward to this conversation. Give us a little background for the listeners of who you are, where you come from, and why you're such an incredible professional and all that good stuff, you know. Your stat card, give it. Bring it on.
Yeah, so within Deloitte, I lead the global industry for industrial companies and for construction companies. It's a large industry sector in Deloitte, ranging from large conglomerates to small manufacturing companies around the world, also into aerospace and defense. So all companies that make things, companies that are in the mostly B2B space, and that all have to deal with, you know, IoT, with Industry 4, smart manufacturing, and so on. So this is the place to be for that, right?
So you've been here. Deloitte has been here since, this event started about 5 years ago, and you've been there since four or so.
Probably.
And no doubt about it, you've seen a lot of changes.
Yes, you're right. And I think even like a few years ago, this was a tech event for people that had develop great new apps and new ideas that they were sharing with other tech people. And it was a lot of fun around it, but it was not really clear what that was going to deliver. I think the year after, which was last year, we already saw bigger companies coming in talking about the value it would bring and the business case to support that. And I think we've now moved further on that. I think companies have now started to think about the whole implications of the whole transition to Industry 4, IoT, what it means for companies, what it brings. You see more companies now showing use cases of where they have worked with clients and what it has delivered. There's also other discussion, and I was interested yesterday, there was a Spanish woman from, I think, the city of Barcelona, who also highlighted the social implications of Industry 4 and IoT, because I think that is an area where I think a lot, you know, that will become important going forward.
So my fascination with just this whole Industry 4.0 has been of the you have a thought that, okay, I'm going to get involved with Industry 4.0, and I'm going to digitize, I'm going to get connected, I'm going to be IoT, all of this great stuff, but the unintention consequences. Right. It's like, oh, we can do that too? Oh, wow, I wasn't thinking about that use case, but we can.
Right.
And that's what's fascinating, especially as this particular event begins to grow and evolve and begin to be more other focus and get those people involved. It's the it's how you can use it even in different applications.
I agree, and that's also why it's so important for Deloitte. I lead Industry 4 within Deloitte. But it is important because it's very broad, and that's where we can help clients with. It's not just about the robot or the AI. It's the combination of that. But you know, when I and luckily with Deloitte, we have a very broad range of experts in multiple areas. But when you start think about the tax implications of Industry 4, where you have, you know, in the old world where we are still in, you know, you make something here, you move it to somewhere else, and then you sell it in a third place. It's pretty clear where you pay taxes.
You're right.
But once you start gathering data in two countries, combine it in the third, add value in the fourth, and then make it in multiple different countries,
yes,
you know, the tax authorities have no way to deal with that. And that means, you know, you can say, well, that's going to be cheap for the companies. But in reality, companies need to prepare for tax parts of that. And so, you know, I bring in my tax experts to think along, what does Industry 4 mean for tax? I don't have to explain that cybersecurity is a major area of interest for us as well in Industry 4. Everything that's connected in factories, you know, is about data, is about security. And, you know, in history, probably 99% of the companies that I come across that have manufacturing sites have not thought about security in the factory.
Is that just an amazing statement? Because it the way I've seen it sort of evolve, this whole IoT, is that in the past, when I did I would say, hey, I need data on that motor. But it was sort of more of a CapEx intensive type of project because I knew that motor was, you know, important.
Right.
So I dug a ditch and I laid a line and then I put this, you know, all of that stuff. And then I didn't really know how to collect the data, but I'm collecting data.
Right.
But it was a big involved CapEx project. Yep. Nowadays, it's like, yeah, you get the device, you get that little edge app, and then you stick it on that thing, and then all of a sudden it's starting to transfer. And so, the cost of devices are going down, the capabilities are going up, and yet nobody's talked about security.
Yep.
It's just like, all right, I'm going to that hardware store, and I'm going to buy a bunch of devices, and I'm just going to stick them out there, and I'm going to start collecting.
I agree. And you already, when you walk around here on IoT, you see already cybersecurity companies now also appearing,
yes,
which weren't here 2 years ago. And I think that is an important element. You know, the latest cyber attacks, the ransomware attacks, really showed that factories are vulnerable, right? And you know, you come across companies where you see these things go wrong, and then they realize that actually no one's responsible for it, because the information security is under the CIO. But the factory security is under the plant manager, who doesn't really think about cybersecurity. So I think there's another area where we have a lot of expertise in, and it's that I think where we as Deloitte, yes, we are a really big company, but that's where we can bring the different capabilities together that we can help clients, because they don't always think about all these things.
And I guarantee you, they're not.
No,
because I mean, you just sometimes you just don't know what you don't know.
Exactly.
Until somebody walks in and says, hey.
Exactly. That's why we have experts for. I think also, I think one of the, we talked briefly before the call on also the kind of capabilities you need for that. Because this is, you know, techie stuff. This is not just kids coming out of high school, you know, making PowerPoints telling you how a smart factory will look like. Clients in this space want to see it and not just hear about it, right? So we need people that actually have capabilities in manufacturing and complex supply chain that have been talking MES, manufacturing optimization, automation, and robotics for multiple years, you know, the blue collar guys. And that is a shift, I think, in Deloitte that we have already started. You know, when you go to our booth here, there's a lot of Deloitte Digital people. I recall 5-6 years ago when we started, you know, boosting Deloitte Digital really big, hiring people from the market, creative people, script writers, you know, you name all sorts of creative roles. these people were hard to interview because they did not want to be seen in an office building. The first question, anyway, so we interviewed people in bars and pubs and stuff. And often the first question you got is, when I join Deloitte, do I have to wear a suit now, right? and I think we've moved quickly from there. If you now go into a Deloitte building where we have digital studios, it's not uncommon to be in a meeting where someone wears a suit and a tie and the other one has flip-flops and shorts. And that's also what you see here.
Wow, that's a big change.
Yeah, and that's what you see here on the booth as well. There's a lot of energy. We deliberately have a pressure cooker environment where we develop an application together with AWS and our consultants to see how can we make the life of people visiting here more efficient, and how can we track and trace people in a different way. They're really working on that. It's worthwhile having a look at that. But there's a lot of energy.
Right now. It's like real time. I can go out there.
Normally it would take a few weeks to develop something like that together with another company. Now we're doing it in a few days. And you can see it live there and see how they work and progress on that. And that's good in itself, already creating a lot of energy. And we see a lot of companies visiting us on the site. And because it's not just, here's a technical thing and we can tell you about that. This is how we help clients developing use cases and bring value to this whole transformation too.
And what's interesting, I like that a lot, Vincent, because it's all great, it's wonderful, and you hear many of the individuals here talk about the value of their technology. Fantastic, great, understand. But what does it mean to me? I'm on the floor. I'm digging that ditch in that operations. I want to know how you're going to make my life simpler. And your guys are doing it real time on the floor right now and saying, I've got a problem. Or I'm trying, or I have this issue, and then try to refine that problem in such a way that there's a tangible result as a
exactly.
Yeah.
And that is and you know what? And it's also fun for our consultants. We have as Deloitte, we have a number of digital factory labs where we have a whole factory set up and workstations, robots, and everything else. Where in some cases we work with partners, some cases we do that. We work with universities. We just launched one in Wichita, in Kansas. The University of Wichita is quite ambitious in their smart manufacturing capabilities. There's a lot of high-tech companies around Wichita, of course, with Koch Industries, but also all the aerospace companies.
Yep.
So we're teaming up with them. For multiple reasons, because it gives access to the university and students, but it also creates a much bigger environment. And when you look at these digital factory labs, it is like being in a factory, but that's where we take clients to. That's where you can show, this is not just a PowerPoint how you do these things. This is how it really is.
I can touch it, smell it, hear it. Right. I can really sense it.
And you can actually make it also small scale. But what we see now is that we're working on some of these use cases. The consultants get so excited, they spend the whole weekend working on it because it's so much fun to do. And although you're not encouraging people to work in the weekend, the fact that that's their passion, is sort of reflecting how we're currently working on this.
So one of the things, there's two questions that I want to be able to get in before our interview ends. One, from an educational point of view, right, you've got your institutional education learning centers, right, the universities and colleges, whatever it might be. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe there's a lag with the traditional type of learning and what's taking place today with Industry 4.0. And are we equipping our young people to just are we teaching them standard stuff right now when this is happening and we're not addressing that? Are we preparing them for this Industry 4.0?
I can't speak for all the universities, but I do see universities progressing quite a lot. And that's why I made the example of what I see in Wichita. I mean, they want to be one of the leading companies in that space, right? Mm-hmm. If I go around what they have on their AI lab or their 3D printing or their robotics, that's amazing stuff. They have, a huge setup there, probably hundreds of millions of equipment there. They can do everything. And their students are heavily involved in that because they want their students, when they come out of university, know what it is to set up a robot and to make it work and to actually, deliver the value.
And see, that's wonderful. That's a great location to be able to have that incubator type of setup in a university to be able to just really sit there and push the envelope on all of this stuff.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just fantastic. Now, the last question I really have for you is we also talk about the value of all of this technology when it comes to the manufacturing, whatever it might, your business. Talk to me about the safety implications. Safety from an organizational. So let's say I deploy this stuff. Is there a safety component for your work environment?
I'm trying to answer that one. What I see in applying all this technology, what I've seen clients now do is, you know, initially looking at it from a cost perspective, making things more efficient, you know, a defensive measure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I need to be more efficient to be able to compete. What I see now shifting is also companies that try to understand that see this as a disruptor as well. If you are advanced manufacturing, you can do different things that your competitor cannot do. So it will help you be innovative. It helps you to be disruptive in the market and to create a different business for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's what you're meaning with the safety aspect.
It's fine. I look at it this way. Sometimes the assets are online a little bit more, uptime.
All right. Okay, from a security perspective. Yeah. No, but I think companies will have to really think about what that means. Not only on the manufacturing side, how to secure manufacturing, but also on the product side. You know, we still see a lot of industrial companies, you know, making connected products. Everyone's doing that. No one, or very few, have thought about securing that. The challenge is not only going to be in the products that you develop now that you're trying to sell.
Yep.
Now everyone starts to think about securing that. It's the installed base. There's company, you know, yes, products that are out there in the market still running out of whatever Windows 95 or older than that, and never thought about patching that because they're upgrading their customized software, but not the platforms, and there is a huge issue. If you as a company can have products out in the market, your latest products can be great. But if that one product is out there that can be easily hacked and it gets into the press, it's really damaging. It's not a good day, exactly. And I can give you examples. The time's going to be too short, but just think about healthcare companies that make pacemakers, and you forgot to secure that 5 years ago, and someone can hack in your pacemaker.
Yeah, but it's true. My mother had a pacemaker, and then she'd have to go in and get it, whatever it was. But it was. You're absolutely right, and it just will continue. This cat is out of the bag, and they're going to continue. And so I guess one of the parting shots is that you better look into your security. You better get somebody in to understand from a holistic point of view what does that look like.
Exactly.
Or you've got gaps. You've got penetration issues that could potentially cause problems.
It is, I think there is a huge challenge for companies to look into that. There's the opportunity for us as Deloitte to play a role next to all the other aspects I mentioned. So, yeah, thank you for that opportunity to talk about that.
Hey, that's why I get paid the big bucks. I don't. That's a complete and utter lie.
All right,
you listeners out there, that's Vincent Rutgers. He's with Deloitte. Hey, are you active out on LinkedIn?
Yes.
If I became a friend of yours, you'd be able to say, yes, I'll be a friend of yours?
Yes, I'll be happy to.
Okay. And if anybody else does, it's like, yeah, all right, man. I want to be a friend of Vincent.
Thank you.
He's got some mad skills. That's Deloitte. They've got some mad skills, and they're right on the cutting edge of wonderful things. And thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Once again, we are brought to you by those wonderful people at Industrial Internet Consortium, and we're broadcasting live from IoT Solutions World Congress. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. It's all free. Don't give me an excuse why you can't find out more about IoT, IIoT, and reaching out to Vincent right there, too, because apparently he's active on LinkedIn. So thank you very much. Be safe, as always. Be brave. Be bold. Dare greatly. Change the world. So thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. We will have other great conversations like the one we just had with Vincent Rutgers. So stay tuned.